Walleye populations on the Minocqua chain are doing better than they have in much of the last 20 years, but they're still not at the levels the Wisconsin DNR wants to see, especially when it comes to natural reproduction.
Stocked fish are working. They're replacing what used to be produced by natural reproduction, and it really at a pretty similar level to what we saw in the 1990s when walleye were doing well out there.
John Kubishek is the DNR Treaty Unit Fisheries Team Supervisor. He requested the Natural Resources Board extend the zero bag limit for walleye on the chain through May 2025. That will be 10 years of catch and release only. Kubishek hopes this will be enough to see walleye start reproducing. It will also give the DNR an opportunity to dig into another potential issue that's come to light in recent years. The male to female ratio of walleye on Minocqua and Quagasaga have shifted.
Again, in the 1990s, when walleye were doing well out there, we saw about 2 to 5 males for every female in the adult population. And that completely flipped around to where we're currently seeing 2 to 3 females for every male in the population. And so this has changed, and we attributed to a change in our recruitment to hatchery fish.
A couple board members had questions about how this ratio impacts walleye population, what the DNR can do to change it, and what has caused the shift. Kubishek says those are all great questions and ones the DNR is researching to answer.
Probably not the same sex ratio coming out of the hatchery every year, but it is overall being dominated by females. And like I said, we're not sure what the cause is, and we're not sure what the problem is or if it is a problem, but it's certainly not what we see in natural populations.
Before the vote to approve the order, DNR Secretary Preston Cole reminded board members how important healthy fish populations are to Wisconsin's economy.
So whether we are putting in fish in our big lakes or in our inland lakes, all of this drives the economy in the state of Wisconsin, specifically above Highway 29. That said, it is damn important for this board and the Department of Natural Resources to answer the questions that are laying before us because of the economy around our nature-based outdoor economy.
The order still needs to be approved by the legislature and Governor Evers. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.